The Mishnah said that a get is kosher to a chayr sheik of a cotton, and the Gemara is salav b'nei dayanu. The Tosis brings two pshat in the Gemara, and Tosis here argues with the Tosis on Tesamid Beis. On Daf Tesamid Beis, Tosis gave a number of reasons, the top Tesamid Tesamid Beis, why a guy should be possible to sign a get. And Tosis, and one of his reasons was, one reason is that you need lishma, and the guy does a daita the nafshe. For I, the lad b'nei shlichus ninu, the ain shlichus loy the kechavim. Who made the be'inan shiyamer la cipher lichtai, who laid him chasumu, mashmer the boy shlichus. Tosis on Tesamid Beis said that the side chasiva of the cipher, side chasima of the Edim, must be done b'shlichus of the Yisrael. And memela, guy is lab b'nei shlichus, he can't write, he can't sign. Our Tosis names on that you don't need shlichus for writing a get. That a get is kosher without any din shlichus at all. So it seems that it's a machlokes to two Tosis, whether there's a din of shlichus when you write a get, pashut. When the Torah says the cost of losecha krisus, doesn't mean the husband has to write it. And shlichus shalom kamaisai, so the sefer writes b'shlichus ha husband. Well, no, you don't need the husband to write it. This is machlokes to two Tosis. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Gimel Halacha Tesav, he is a kasha. The Gemara later on Daf Ayin Amid Beis has a case of a person. The Gemara says Hayam Maguyir Aitzalu. A person who was, Rashi says, Maguyid means he was cut up. Somebody, they went to kill him, and they cut the person up, and as he's dying, he makes a shliach to write a get for him and to give it to his wife. The says they have to do it before he dies. Ra'o Maguyid, Asalov, Ramaz, Ra'amar, Kisvaget, Lishti, Arielu, Yichtu, Vavid. So that means a person who's dying can make a get, can make a shliach to write a get. We have a rule called the iu leimotzi avid, leimotzi mashri shliach. We have a rule that something a person can't do himself, he can't make a shliach to do. If a person can do it himself, so he can make a shliach to do it. But if a person can't do it himself, called the iu leimotzi avid, leimotzi mashri shliach. The Machne Ephraim says, what does that mean? Called the iu leimotzi avid leimotzi mashri shliach. If you can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach. What happens if the mishaleach, let's say he doesn't have a hand? The mishaleach doesn't have hands, so he can't write a get. Maybe he can write it with his mouth, but let's say he's not shliach, but he can't physically, or he's sick and he's very weak and he can't write. Could he make a shliach? Or do we say the rule called the iu leimotzi avid leimotzi mashri shliach? In a place where a person physically can't do something. He says, well, the Gemara in Ayin Amid Beis says that a maguyid, somebody who's cut up, presumably he's dying, he can't write a get. He can tell someone else to write a get. So if you hold, like the sheet of Tosis on Tesamid Beis, that the writing of a get needs shlichus, so then we have a makar to say that kol di'iu leimotzi avid leimotzi mashri shliach does not apply in such a case. It's not a chesaron. If the reason he can't do it is because physically he can't, so how can he make a shliach to write again? There will be a raya that kol di'iu leimotzi avid leimotzi mashri shliach does not apply to something where there's a physical chesaron in him doing it. Maybe the halacha d'chis chesaron. Then Avada, called the Yolei Matzi Avad Lei Matzi Mashi Shliach. When he physically can't do it, does it apply? That would seem to be totally in the Machlaikis, Taisis Daf Tes and Taisis Daf Chagimel. If you hold that a get needs shlichus, how could a makuyid, how could somebody who doesn't have hands to write with, how could he make a shliach? It's a raya that you don't say kol diyuin matzi avid lo matzi moshe shliach in such a case. According to our tesis, that holds you don't need shlichus, then the raya is not a raya. Then it could be that kol diyuin lo matzi avid lo matzi moshe shliach does not apply. It's a physical chesaron, and it does apply if it's a only if it's a halachic chesaron. So what the Machlokes is saying is that this machlokes, does it get in shlichus or not? It's a machlokes l'gabi hilchos gittin, that's for sure. But besides that, it has ramifications on this klal, on the klal of kol diyuin lo matzi avid lo matzi moshe shliach. You want to know all of the shas. Kol diyu lo matzi avid lo matzi moshe shliach. Does that apply in a place where a person physically can't do something? Any case of shlichus. So that would depend on this. If a person is too weak, he can't pass, he can't lift up his arms. Does he make a shliach to light the menorah for him? Does he make a shliach to do a mitzvah thing that you can do with a shlichus? Depends on this. If you hold that get needs shlichus, then it's a raya that he could make a shliach. Even if he's too weak and too sick, and he doesn't have hands, he can't write. I thought he can, it works. The raya from the Nesina. From the Nesina. Maybe you're right. I think what he means, the assumption is that a person needs hands to write. To give a person what doctor needs hands, he can kick it into the other person's rishus. What? It's a little hard to know. It's a chotach nechtach lechatichus, Rashi says. So it's not clear how cut up he is. I mean, he's still alive. He's alive long enough for the writing and giving it a get. So it's hard to know. I think what he means is that the Nesina. What? No, but the point is, if you hold called the Yulei Matiyav and Matiyah Shliach, means he has to be physically strong enough to do it. So he's saying, so why would we bring a ride from Siva, bring a ride from the Nesina? So I'm saying that the Nesina, usually you can find an Eitzah to do a Nesina. How much does it take for a Nesina? Writing a get is a big thing. And giving a get is a small thing. Because Chuch not here is not called a Matziyav. He's Matziyav. He's able to give a get. He's able to write a get and give a get. He's just not here. Yeah, because then otherwise he'd be without all Shlichus. That's for sure. Shlichus is even if he's not here. All shlichus is that right? I don't think there's a have a mean if he's not here. The question is if he's not capable of it.
Also, there are many mishnayos,
why can't he do it in the same room? How is it kept in this?
He can't get it out.
No, not being there is not a chesaron in kol diyuin lo matzi avid. No. And he has to have enough strength to give it. You say it's not there. The woman you can bring to him. You can bring the woman here and throw her into the baritone. I mean, it's possible to do it. Anyway, this is the Machta Frank's Kler, and this is his Raya. It's interesting, in the Beis Meir, he has exactly the same Kler. If you say kol diyuin lo matzi avid lo matzi moshe shliach, by something where physically a person can't do it, and he has exactly the same raya. It means exactly the same raya from Gittin. If you hold Gittin each shlichus, then it's a raya that you can do shlichus in such a case. Just an interesting aside in Navi, we have Yoav ben Tzruya kills Avner ben Ner. Yoav ben Tzruya was David's general, and Avner ben Ner was Shaul's general. And Yoav kills Avner. How does he kill him? So Gemara says that he got into discussion and learning with him. He asked him, Gidemes Heya Chalitza. If you have a woman who doesn't have hands, how does she do Chalitza? So he said, you do a pepesh. You could pull off the shoe with pepesh. He said, "Why? You still prepare?" So he got Avner to show him, to bend down and try to take off his shoe with his mouth. And then we got him in such a weak position, he pulled out a sword and he killed him. So when you learn it, you wonder, if you and I would argue, Gidemes, how does a Gidemes do Chalitza? How can I convince you to try to take off my shoe with your mouth? Like we could talk about it. Like, I never saw that somebody would actually try to do it. So why would they? You know, you talk about it, do it. But it could be that they were arguing about the Machne Ephraim Zisayim. That Yoyav Taimid, that called the Yilay Mati Yavid, Lay Mati Masi Shliach. A Gidemes can't make a Shliach. And that's granted that Yiska Kasha there. What's Gidemes here? Let us make a Shliach. What's the problem? So Yoyav Taimid, that what do you mean? Called the Yilay Mati Yavid, Masi Shliach. He can't make a Shliach to do Chalitza, she can't do it. He Taimid, it's possible to do it prepared. He tell you what you mean. It's not possible to do it with that. So then it became takashayla b'mitzius. It's a possibility. So then you could have echatimtzah. You have to bend down and tell him, what do you mean? You could do it. And you have to show him that you could do it. That would be up. Bakaponim, this is the Machne Ephraim and the basement. Reb Shimon in Shari Yaisha has a very nice piece on this shayla, on this Machne Ephraim. It's a Shar Zayim, Perek Zayim. And he gives a very nice klal when you say kol di'u le'mati oved le'mati mashu shliach, when you do say it and when you don't say it. And he goes back to our old two types of shlichus. We had many times that there are two types of shlichus. There's one type of shlichus, or one way to learn shlichus, that the mishaleach does it, and it's as if the shliach did it. That when the Mishaleach did it, it's as if the Shliach did it. The Mishaleach is an extension of the Shliach. And when the Mishaleach does it, it's kilu the Shliach did it. When the Shliach did it, it's as if the Mishaleach did it. Right? When the Shliach does it, it's like the Mishaleach is doing it mamish. And the other way to learn was, no, the Shliach is doing it, and it's only the Shliach who's doing it. Shlichus is that the result of what the Shliach did is in the Siaches, the result goes back to the Mishaleach. But not the action goes to the Mishaleach, just the result. Right? So Rosh Hashanah said, Nafkamina, if you give a get, whose paper does it have to be? If you learn, because the get has to be the paper of the Baal Ashtar. So who has to own it? So if you learn that when a man makes a Shliach to give a get, the man is giving in, it's just an extension of the man. So then it's the husband's paper. If you learn the second way, that shlichus is that the mishaleach, that the shliach is doing it, and he's doing the ma'isa, just the result is mishaleach to the mishaleach, then it's the shliach's paper, he's the one doing it. So these are the two ways to learn shlichus. The Reb Shimon Nemzon, that they're both true. Says shlichus is enough by most things. It's enough to say that the shliach did it, and it's mesiachis back to the mishaleach. But where what the shliach did is itself a davar chashuv. Let's say the shliach does a bris milah for the father. The father makes the shliach to do it. So here, let's say the father wasn't here. Would it be a bris milah? It would be a bris milah anyway. So in that case, you say the shliach did it, and the result is the siachis to the mishaleach. We don't have to say the maisa goes back to the mishaleach, because if the shliach did it, that's also good. Masha'en came by a get. A get, let's say the husband wouldn't have sent him. The shliach would just give a get to someone else's wife. It would be ridiculous. It wouldn't be anything. In a case where if the shliach did it on his own, it would be nothing, there you need the bigger klal of shlichus. You need that it's as if the other person did it. You need it as if the mishaleach did it. Because there, if it's just as if the shliach did it, the shliach didn't give a get to someone else's wife, it's ridiculous. So there you have to say it's like the mishaleach. But Sheikh, like by bris milah, which even if the shliach did it, it's a ma'aseh bris milah. Now you only need that it should be misyachis back to the mishaleach. So there we say that the shliach did it and not the mishalayach, it's just nisiyach. So what we're saying is both types of shlichas are true. Depends what the case is. In a typical case like with Mila, all we need is that the result should be misyachis to the shliach, to the mishalayach. In a case like get, which depends on the person, then we have to say it's as if the person did it himself. That's Rav Shimon's klal. You always look if it would have been. What is it? If we don't say it's the ma'isa of the mishalayach, is it something? If it's something without it, so then it's fine. You don't have to say that it's as if the mishalayach did it. Only in those cases where you need to say it's as if the mishalayach did it, then the rules of shlichus apply. Why should we come up to two choices? Saying it's as if the mishalayach did it, then it works. Okay, why do we have to come on to this? Who needs to have two types of shlichus? The Torah says they have nafka minas.
If I make somebody a shliach to give a get and also make it as a milas, then it works.
So who needs it if shlichus works? That's as if I did it. What he says is, this is what he says. He says, you're right. In most cases, it doesn't really matter. But he says that nafkamina will be when iulei matzi avid. If you have a case where the mishaleach can't do it, iulei matzi avid, he can't do it. Could he make a shliach? He says, here it'll be a big nafkamina. Because kol the iulei matzi avid le matzi mashi shliach makes that you can't say it's as if he mamish did it, because he can't do it. So to say it's as if he mamish did it, that the mishaleh, the shliach is his extension, it's as if he did it. By get, the taka doesn't work. Because by get, you need if ki'ilu, the mishaleach did it. And there, so there's a taina that called the olay matiyah, olay matiyah, mashi shliach, it shouldn't work if you need shlichus. Masha'inke, by something like bris milah. By bris milah, let's say the father is weak, or the father doesn't have hands, he can't do a bris. There, there's no concern of kol diulei matzi avin matzi matzi shliach. Because there, we don't need to say it's as if the shliach did it. Something like bris milah, it's good enough that the mishaleh, that the shliach did it, and the result is misyachis to the mishaleh. So, really, all shlichas could work bad, sam, it's as if the mishaleh did it. And really, by all shlichas, it wouldn't matter. But in the case of kol diulei matzi avid le matzi matzi shliach, we can't say it's as if the mishaleach did it, because since he can't do it, he can't become a doer through the shliach. So there, Zakr of Shimon, the Mechnefrayim's klal will be true by gittin. It's true. It should be a chesaron kol diulei matzi avid matzi shliach. But it has no bearing on cases like bris milah. By bris milah, even if he's a gidein, it doesn't matter. Because you don't need him to do the bris. It's a bris whoever does. So by such a type, by that type of shlichus, it's good enough, even if iu le matzi avid, that someone else could do it. And with this he answers, it's a kasha in Kedushin Daf Chavtes. The Gemara is memayit and isha from bris milah. So the achrayim they ask, what do you mean? You're memayit isha from bris milah, himal yimal. A woman who's not a bar milah herself is possible to do a bris milah. That's at least the maskon of the Gemara Yevamis, that a woman can't do a bris. So she can't do a bris. How could she be mechuyev in her son's bris? She can't do it. Now a ma'ish will make a shliach, but kol diulei matzi avid le matzi mashi shliach. So why do I need a pasuk? We learn that a woman's not mechuyev in nila. From a pasuk, kasher tziva Hashem oisoi v'loy oisa. When we married a woman from the mitzvah being malasan, frekta hamachta, and the other achrayim, what do I need a pasuk for? Of course she can't do bris milah. A woman is possible to do bris. I shall make a shliach called the olay mati avid le mati mashi shliach. And if it's Rav Shimon, no. By bris milah, there's no such thing called the olay mati avid le mati mashi shliach. Because bris milah is a type of thing, a type of maisa, which even if the Shliach did it, it would be a Maisa. So there I don't have to say the Maisa is Mashiachis back to the Mishalayah. So over there, we don't say Kol Diyulei Matzi Avad and Matzi Shlein. So there, it would taka be good if that for the Pasuk of Oysoi V'loi Oysoi. The only place we have a sort of Kol Diyulei Matzi Avad and Matzi Matzi Shliach is by something where you need that the other person should be doing it. Where you need that the Mishalayah should be doing it. That's where the Machnefrayim's Kler is the Emesha Kler. So Rav Shimon divides it. I think he brings also Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's also a Kler in the Achrayim of a woman has a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. So Rav Shimon says, what do you mean? A woman is possible to write a Sefer Torah. Ksav tev uksar tev. Yesh le bikshira, yesh le biksiva. A woman is possible to write a Sefer Torah. So why are they declaring as a woman mechuyev in writing? How could she mechuyev in writing? She herself can't write it. Elamai shall make a shliach. Kol diyulei matzi avad lematzi mashu shliach. And for Rav Shimon, the same parents. He says, no, a Sefer Torah, even if the shliach writes a Sefer Torah on his own, it's a good Sefer Torah. It's like Bris Mila. If the shliach did it by himself, it would also be something. So Mimela, there a woman could make a man a shliach to write a Sefer Torah. Because there you don't have to say it's as if the woman wrote it. You could say the man wrote it, the shliach wrote it, and the result is Mashiachis to the Mishalayah, to the woman who sent. So Mimela, in all these cases, the whole issue of Kol Diyulei Matzi Mashi Shliach, Loyavim Matzi Shliach doesn't apply. It's Dafka, Git, or Kinyanim, something that has a shaykh, it's Dafka to this person. The whole rule, the whole Klal applies. This is Rav Shimon's Hagdara in Kol Diyulei Matzi Avad. A Kapodim, the Iker, is the Shitas Taisis, that you don't need Shlichus by Ksivas Haget, and it argues the Taisis on that test. When Noyig, that the Baal makes a Shliach by Ksivas Haget, and which is not like our Taisis. But no, that's you do make a shliach. Okay, we're going to come back to this shortly. Let's just see the Gemara first. Halav b'nei dayaninu amar Rav Huna, v'hu shahaya gadol oimer al gabo v'chidish, that if gadol oimer al gabo, it's ki'ilu a cotton. What's the pshat? Ki'ilu it's l'shma or it is l'shma? That's right. When the gadol is oimer al gabo, so maybe it's the part that it's ki'ilu it's l'shma. That the cotton does it, I'll dash the gadol, and the gadol is mechavan lishma. Whereas the verse that the cotton itself has to van lishma. What does Rashi say? Does it say anything? So how do you understand? It's liable lishma.
Rashi says it's by the cotton, he just does whatever the guy commands.
Rashi says, "Va'omer like stable tzarech plaini." So the cotton is a bardeya. That much bardeya he is. What does that mean? That much bardeya. Right? I'm just wondering. He's doing it al das, whatever the God was thinking, or he's doing it. The God says, "Write it for Yitzchak ben Avraham." So he's thinking Yitzchak ben Avraham. What? Just tell him. I guess he forgets if you don't say it over him. I don't know.
The first letter, right?
What?
The first letter.
You should only need. So maybe you only need Ayin Al-Gabba for the first letter. You can't.
Why is Ayin Al-Gabba? Just tell him. What's the
law? Would you have to tell him? I say, so you have to tell him right then. Because if you tell a kid something, by the time he gets into the next room, he does what he wants. If you say it over him, I don't know. I'm not sure. What? Every cotton, it could be cotton.
Mm-hmm.
It's some instructions. So it's the God will ask then. It's the God will ask. So what does it mean? The cotton has to think of the name, or the cotton just has to think whatever the God will wants me to do, that's what I'm doing. Huh? I'm not sure how to look at it. No, it's not the cotton. The cotton's going through the cotton's mind. the names, or he's just going to the cotton, that whatever the God wants me to do, I'm following his instructions. Maybe we'll have to see a little about how this works. So let's put it aside in the meantime. It could work one of two ways. Either that the cotton has das when the gadol stands over him, or that the cotton's das is just to do whatever the gadol wants, and the gadol's das works. What? That'll be against the nafkamina. That'll be the nafkamina. But as Rashi says, so would Sarah play me. Have a card name by Das, Elo Lamash is Emetaveu. What does it mean that he has Das? I'll do whatever he's mitzvah me to do. He knows that he has Das, so that's good enough. I'm saying, tell you, write it for whatever I want it to be. Lamash is Emetaveu. So the Gemara says Alameyata Vikichavim. So Chayu declared the same thing. Is Pshat Vikichavim does it Adaita of the Yisrael is telling him, or is Pshat that Vikichavim Mamish thinks the name of the Bas Yisrael and the Ben Yisrael who are the parties to the get? I think we could declare the same thing by Vikichavim. No. And kind of the same thing.
He's
going to do a mamish with the kavada of the.
Whatever the Jews can tell him to do, he'll do. The kavada. He can tell right in the shop for this person.
Maybe that's pshat, or maybe it's pshat that. Then he'll do it, whatever you want me to do it for, I'll do it based on your das. I don't know. Rashi says, which Rashi? Tap Rashi. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the cotton says, oh, okay, it's for whatever, Yosef and Shimon, I'm thinking of it. What does it mean that the gadol says, and the cotton says, okay, whatever you want, I'm doing it on your das. But pshat is the cotton is thinking for the lishma, or the cotton is thinking, I'm subject to whatever the God will want, and that's good enough. Yeah? Can we ask you both ways? I'm more like, say, what's our fly me? You don't have to say the name. You don't have to say the name. You just say, say, what's our fly, whatever I have in mind.
The
word
Bashman,
the Hafnid, the Lord, that he has no doubt. And the word says, no, it doesn't have no doubt. He doesn't. Oh, so you're right. The Gemara's terrors is Takatoli in this Claire. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara, yes, Elam Meyata, the Chavi Yisrael, Emir Agab of Nami, Hakinami, the Kasha, St. Claire. Chitem Hakinami, Chitem Chavim Puzzle, or the Chavim. And for the Gemara, Ivy Kachavim, Ladaita de Nafshe Avid. What does that mean? Ivy Kachavim, Ladaita de Nafshe Avid. The guy does it, Adaita the Nafshe. What do the words mean?
The words kind of not going based on what other people
think. So the Gadol says, write a get for Yosef and Shimon. So this guy is saying, nope, I'm not writing Yosef and Shimon, I'm writing it for Yosef ben Reuven. Is this what the guy's going to think? Suffic, you mean, for your Suffic get. Come, Adaita the Nafshe. I tell you, I said that he's going to write it to Yosef and Reuven. He says he's going to write it to Stama. Stama is not good enough. He's going to write it to Stama. You're telling me Hakim Shanchainik. You're telling me Yosef and Shimon and the woman's name. I want to think about it. That's what the guy's thinking. Could be. So it's only a suffix if a guy's get is good or not. So. Certainly, what? What? I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the problem. Now, I would agree that Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that the guy doesn't listen to the Yids. Tosfos seems to learn that way. The guy, do you want me to be mechavim l'shem this man, this woman? Like, well, who cares? It's not so important. I'll just write it down. However, Rav Chaim in the Grach al Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav learns based on I think 3 diyukim in the Rambam learns a different shot in the Gemara. Rav Chaim learns that by a guy it's be'etzem not shayach l'shma. Since a guy is mufka from the Pasha of Gittin, the whole concept of a guy writing l'shma is totally impossible. A guy does not have kavanas for l'shma, he's not in the parasha of l'shma. And when the Gemara said that it should help Yisrael Eved Al Gabav, the pshat is that if the guy writes it because the Yid told me to, that's enough for l'shma. If the guy is going to write the get just because the Yid told me to write it, that's good enough for l'shma. Writing it because the person said told me to, and who he's the person who told me he's having all the kavanis, and that's good enough for l'shma. I say Rav Chaim wants the Gemara. Rav Chaim wants it two ways. That in the maskana, it's not a suffix yet. It's not a suffix. Did the guy think l'shem this man or woman or not? It's not a suffix yet. It's a vadai. A guy is not shayach to the whole parsha of Lishma. And a guy has died to the nashay of it. He's not writing it because of Yisrael. He's writing it because of him himself. And that's why the guy is writing it. More than that, Rav Chaim says that even though it says in Tosfos that there's no shlichus for writing a get, that the husband doesn't have to make the cipher a shliach to write a get. Afal pikein, the husband has to tell the cipher to write a get. If the husband doesn't tell the cipher to write a get, that's also chsaron in lishma. Because part of the lishma is that you're writing it al das the one who sent you. That the cipher, whoever the cipher is, a yid or a guy, the cipher writes a get al das the person who sent him. The person who sent him is whatever, Yosef Shimon, and his wife is Rachel Basleya, and L'shem Gerishin. But every cipher, it's a L'shma Dikadin, that every cipher has to write it al das the person who sent him. What? In what? Machlokes where? Could be machlokes in the Gemara. I don't know, but in Halacha he's saying that that Yizicha needed. He brings the Lashon HaRashba in our Gemara, and he says that part of the Lishma is that the Sefer writes it. I'll ask the person who sent him. What? So he says the guy is always at Aita Dinashi. He's not writing it because the Yid told him. He's writing. He wants to write it. Like the Gemara says that. The Gemara Taka says if you call a behema, that's Meshicha. If you say a behema, you whistle to it and it comes to you, that's Meshicha. If you whistle to an Eved, a Gadol, you whistle, he should come to you, and he comes to you, that's not Meshicha. The Gemara says why? A behema comes because you're calling. When you call a Bardas, what goes through his brain? He doesn't come because you want him to. What goes through his brain is, oh, he wants me to come. Is it good for me to go or not? And I decide it's good for me, so I'll go. The person doesn't do things because it's good for the other person. No, it's good for him. Same thing, the guy. He's going to write a get. He decides, is it good for me to write a get? If I have a benefit in writing a get, I'll write a get. If I don't, say, well, he doesn't do it, I die to the Israel. And that's the Sarum Mishra. If we had served, a guy would write it, I die to the Israel, that would be, the Israel's Mishra would be good enough. Why can't you have a guy for the same reason, exactly the same reason? Rav Chaim says it by Sefer Torah. He says the same thing by Sefer Torah. Even though by Sefer Torah, Rambam holds that the Sefer doesn't have to be thinking Lishma. Stama, it's also good. Stam, you're writing a Sefer Torah. It's a shame, Sefer Torah. But a guy still can't write a Sefer Torah. Because the guy is not in the parsha of Lishma. Just like Rav Chaim holds that by Gittin is not in the parsha of a get, it can't be involved in the Shema. Sefer Torah is not in the parsha. Elamai does that, Al-Das, the one who sent him? But no, you say, Adai to the Nashi of it. He's not doing just the person sending him, he's doing this just good for him. My masters will be the same thing. He's doing this just good for me to make the masters. I'm doing this to you, send me. I'm doing this, I have an interest, I'll get paid, whatever reason I'm doing it. What? But the word Rav Chaim is saying is that by a guy he never does it on your das. Because Adai to the Nafshani is the guy never does it because he sent him. The guy does it because he has some self interest in doing it. And that's why he's doing it. Except that that's the Gemara's kasha. And Gemara's teretz is the guy is always adai to the nafshei. The guy is always writing it for himself. So therefore, by a guy, it'll never be lishma because he's always doing adai to the nafshei. It's a good kasha. Something else we do. So like Rav Chaim, that a guy cotton should be good because the guy with cotton does do it adai to. I don't know. So what? No, God will be Yesh Beidas. So Guy Cotton is a strange thing. A guy is no good, and a Guy Cotton will be good because why? How come it's possible? Be finished to say a Guy Cotton. What? I'm not sure. It sounds like too much of a chiddush to say a guy cotton will be kosher. The whole Reb Chaim is a chiddush. The whole Reb Chaim, and he hangs himself on the Rambam because it's not like other Rishonim. But all right, but this is Reb Chaim's idea.
The whole Reb Chaim,
what
about the same
case? A guy is not shy from the cotton is. There'll be nothing in other cases. Nothing on me. Rav Chaim can hold that other cases will be similar. Rav Chaim will hold that the same is true by a cotton. A cotton can write Lishma. It's not Shafei Sefer Torah because it's Sakta Muksharatem. Yishen Abikshir and Abiksiva. A cotton can write Sefer Torah. But if you would have something else, maybe a cotton will do Bris Mila. I don't know if I'm going to trust him, but. If you have a cotton, do a bris mila, and it'll be a daita di Yisrael, and a ragata. A chinami, it'll be good. Rav Chaim is saying. Rav Chaim's ikavart that he wants it twice is that the oivik kachavim is vadai no good. Not stam because the guy is not listening to is not listening. You're telling right l'shem Yisrael b'shem, and he doesn't want to write l'shem Yisrael b'shem. That's not the part. The part is, a guy had the pratiyas nikol shema of Gittin is not shy. It's only he does that, Adaika, the one who sent him, so by a cotton, Rav Chaim is oimid agab of his pshat, he does it on the das of the one who sent him. Whatever you want me to do, I'm following your orders. But by a gadol, we assume, why does he do it? Because he has self-interest in doing it, not because of the one who sent him.
So if Cypher would say, I'm doing the shema, but not because he told me to do it,
that's what Chaim says. He brings the Rajman. The Rajman says, even if you don't need Shlichus Tzitziva, but you still need that he should tell him to do it, presumably.
If
he's not Makabal, I don't know what. If he's not Makabal, or at least Chaim assumes that that's not a telling. A telling means that
he explained that very idea. He said that you just need the guy to start thing up, otherwise he's going to get the stump. You need to know because women are not under the garsha. You need him to say, okay, go ahead.
The Chaim holds clearly it has to be a daita of the former sentence. Even though Reb Chaim in the Sugya HaGemara is a bit of a daifik, but the side of Reb Chaim that you need to be told for the Lishma, that there are many shtiklos Torah under Reb Chaim. There's an Evan Ozel and a Kudush Reb Aryeh Leib on this Reb Chaim to try to understand. One of Reb Chaim's rayas is the Rambam says a mumer is also possible to write a get. Reb Chaim says, how do you know a mumer doesn't do it al daz git? He says with this, it's more understandable because the mumer, daita, he's doing it because he has self-interest in heart. He's not doing it for former reasons. He's doing it because he has his own interest. And that's not good enough by git. You have to do it for the one who sent you. The assumption is that he doesn't believe in git, so he's not writing it for the get. He's writing it because he has some reason. Why is he writing the get? Because he believes in it or doesn't believe in it? Because if otherwise, if he's just going to do you a favor and have a mind, yes, if he shouldn't, so why wouldn't he have a mind?
The mummer is going to go, and he's not going to write it again, because he doesn't care for you. But, so why is he writing it?
Right, what bothers Reb Chaim is, just because a guy is not going to listen to Yosef Bishimon, which itself, how do you know that's a vada, even by a guy, and you're going to stretch that now to a mummer too? Why? The hachis, he's not going to have a mind, Yosef Bishimon. But whatever it is, like Dai Lacha Bichidushai by a guy, how does the Rambam know to pull it to Mumer? But again, if the Vard is that he has to be writing it because Daita Diyu, why would he write a Daita Diyu? He's only interested in doing things for himself. If that former person interested, the woman should be Mugarashis. A Mumer, why does he care? He's only doing it for his own personal reasons. Okay. This is Reb Chaim, the way Reb Chaim went up the Sugya. We have left the Kivega's kasha, which is really the Kivega brings the Chacham Tzvi's kasha, and that is this kasha that a guy is no good. Rabbi Kivega did not learn like Reb Chaim. Rabbi Kivega learned that the guy doesn't have in mind the way you learn Pashi. Doesn't have in mind the name of the man, the name of the woman, the gerish. In fact, the Kiva Eger and the Chacham Tzvi, we have a rule that Devarim Shebeleiv Einam Devarim. That something that's in a person's Nachshava doesn't count. So let's have the guy say the text. Hareini Kai say the L'Shem, this and this woman, L'Shem, this and this man, L'Shem, this. Let him say it the text. And if afterwards in his heart he's thinking differently, who cares? Devarim Shebeleiv Einam Devarim. So let the guy write it. Just before he writes it, he'll say that he's writing it L'Shem Gerishim. And if he says he's writing it L'Shem Gerishim, then it'll be Devarim Shebelei Beinam Devarim, Machshavakim to be Maitzi Midei Dibur, and it'll be good. It won't be Neman that he doesn't have in mind. Devarim Shebelei Beinam Devarim. And he says, so Chaim says, I think the Chacham Tzvi himself answers that it's a badai that the guy is not thinking Adas Yisrael. It's a umdin avadai, it's not Devarim Shebeleiv. And Reb Kivega says that's a daichik. Reb Kivega learns, again, not like Reb Chaim, that this idea that the guy does Adai to the Dasha, it's only a maybe, he says. Every guy is not going to listen. He says that it's not a badai, so there's no umdin. It applies to Devarim Shebeleiv, so vaitis. That's what the Kivega is saying. So the Kivega says a very nice parrot, which is Yisayid, appropriate enough to say on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Yisayid in Hiltis Bittul Chavetz. The first Tosfos himself in Esek Asher. Tosfos asks, if you do Bittul, if you're doing Bittul Chavetz, why do you have to do Bedika? Why do you have to do Bedika Chavetz? If you're Mevakel Chavetz, it's all Hefker. So why do you have to do a bedika for? So Tosfos answers, why do you do bedika? Shema yimsa guske yachad. That's Tosfos' parish. That you'll do bittul, but Pesach you won't be thinking. You'll open your drawer, there'll be a cookie there, and chalila you'll eat it on Pesach. So that's why you have to do bedika. You might make a mistake. The Ran says a different parish. The Ran says, A person's got a warehouse full of food and do bitter. So he's got a freezer full of food to do bitter. Who says he really means it? Maybe he doesn't really mean it. After all, he has Rachmanis on his food. So Shem Alayev Atlenu Yafa Yafa. 1 minute. Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. If he says Beter, Kochamira Vachamia Dika Bishusi, Devotim Levik Half of the Alma, so Devarim Shabalev is nothing. If he said it, he said it. Devarim Shabalev, well, what's Shabalev Atlenu Yafa Yafa? After Rebbe Kiva Eger with the aside. It says, when do we say Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim? By dinim that are dinim in a maisa, like a kinyan. Someone does a kinyan, and his heart, he doesn't mean it. Tough. A kinyan is a maisa. Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. Or by nidorim, a neder. Someone makes a neder. He says, I didn't mean it. A neder is a dibor, and a dibor, Devarim Shabalev doesn't affect a dibor. It doesn't affect a maisa. It doesn't affect a dibor. However, something which is ikrai Devarim Shabalev, what is bittul? Bittul is Devarim Shabalev. If you're going to have somebody say bittul, he doesn't know what it means. That's not a bittul. Not even a have a mean, it's a bittul. Bittul is that in your heart it's kafir the alma. That's the whole mahos of bittul is a Devarim Shabalev. Heyais, that the whole mahos of bittul is Devarim Shabalev. So there we don't say Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. If a person said bittul and he knows he didn't mean it, it's not a bittul. If someone says bittul and he didn't know what the words mean, it's not a bittul. Because bittul, the word bittul means he's mevatelin, he makes a nice choshev in his heart. So something which is ikrai, a davar shebaleh, the whole mahus is a davar shebaleh, there is Dr. Bekiva Ege, davar shebaleh, havyam davar. Memela, the same thing by lishma. Lishma, what's lishma? Lishma is davar shebaleh, it's something in the heart. So you're going to take a person and make him say, I'm writing Lishma. But still, the malus of Lishma is Devarim Shabalev. And since the whole malus is Devarim Shabalev, their Devarim Shabalev counts. Their Devarim Shabalev matter. This is Rebbe Kiva Eger's side, that something which Mahusai is Devarim Shabalev, their Devarim Shabalev do matter. What? Yeah, Bittul is not the same thing. Bittul is Bittul Hefker Sefker, right? Bittul Abitanis. Bittul is that Zos Chashim. Hefker, the Dini Mominus of Hefker, if you mask something, will be Hefker no matter what. I was just thinking, with this Rebbe Kiva Eger, I always wondered by davening, when we daven, there's an Indian to say the pair, Bakoshis, but it says that you haven't believed by, let's say someone davens after fighting Lodom Das, and he's thinking about a certain person or a certain for himself, he should have Das, or he davens for a Feinu, and he's thinking about a person, he doesn't say it. If I listen to Paiskin, that thinking works also, you don't have to say it after the Beteh. That in the Shemoneh Esrei, that if you think something, and you have to say the words Beteh, so this is what I say to daven every day, but the Machshavis also counts. I always wondered, like, what do you mean davening? If davening is the pair, so what does it mean the mashavis? The mashavis are also good. But it could be that the whole mahus of davening, even though you have to daven the pair, but the mahus of davening is b'chol levavcha, mezeh avayda shebaleh. It's be'etzem adav shebaleh. Like Rav Chaim says, if you daven and you're thinking about something else, that's not davening. You say the words, you're not thinking that you don't even realize you're davening. So that's misafik ba'alma. Davening is that you have to at least realize you're davening. So davening be'etzem is a davar shebaleh. It could be that, maybe, that that's why a davar shebaleh counts by davening. But the thinking is also part of the davening. The whole mahus of the davening is the davar shebaleh. A person davens with zero kavanah b'lev, it's a davening. It could be that it's also attached to this idea that if the mahusa is the davar shebaleh, then
compared to the davening,
as if you need to be thinking about the Yankees during davening, so it's as if you said it. If you said it, I don't know. But you have to have a shovel in the beginning. Reb Chaim seems to grab a hold that Reb Chaim has a big chumrah. Reb Chaim in the Drach al Rambam holds, if you don't realize you're davening by any part of davening, you're not yaitz. It says, when it says you don't have to have kavanah, only by the beginning that pirish amilus. But at least to know you're davening, Reb Chaim writes like that, you still have to know. If you're only davening, that's not davening.
You
know that you're davening. That's it. It's also not everyone is aware of it. Rav Shach rather writes on this Rav Chaim that he's too machmer on people. The whole davening, you have to know your davening. That's not so easy. But, what? No shmeres. Anyway, this is today, as you say. Again, the Chofetz Chaim said that before Mashiach comes, there are a lot of new inventions, because before Mashiach comes, the Rav Shalom has to squeeze in everything. So sort of the same thing, this man is going to be over at the end of the week, and you sort of, it's like before Mashiach, we have to buckle down and chaperein whatever we could. I certainly have to finish the Mishnah tomorrow, so at least do the Mishnah, so please be prepared.